Blog Talk Radio.
There we go. Wait for it.
So come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boys say they want some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
Oh my God.
Ooh.
Hey, I love that.
Want to say this real quick? I was in the bathroom, you know, hitting the urinal. Mickey's not here today, so I had to run all the way from the urinal all the way over here.
Guys, we're passing around his ankles right now.
Yeah, but you know, that's what I did.
But anyways.
Anyway.
It is your boy, Tetra Belaz, all the way, all gay, not gay, all the homo, all bromo, no homo. You feel me, doctor?
I feel you, man. I mean, a guy like you needs a soft song, you know, like a...
Yeah, like, this is the kind of song that, you know, when you're just walking in the rain, like I was this morning, and, you know, because it was raining.
Totally.
This is what you listen to.
All right, man, here you go. Some Dido, man.
Woo! Ooh, yummy.
Makes me happy, man. But you guys already know, it is that doctor.
I think it's that doctor, guys.
It's that doctor.
Who is that doctor?
Bones.
Some Beastie Boys.
I gotta say something really quick, man. This band has been on they've been around for like a billion years. You know, they've been around for 20 years.
They're like Bon Jovi.
They're better than Bon Jovi, I think.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I think so too.
Don't let Melissa Estrada hear that; she'll pull out her machete. But Hot Sauce Committee 2, new CD came out yesterday by Beastie Boys. Dude,
yeah.
This thing bumps, man. I'm not even kidding.
We're listening on the way over here in the Evo.
Man, ooh, my new car, you know, you feel me?
Oh, I love me some Eva, but yeah, I was playing, and I was like, I was about to hop out the window, because it was so good.
It bumped so hard. I want to say something really quick. I've wanted something sweet all night, like my sweet tooth has been acting up, you know, and I'm kind of like...
Hey, doctor, hang on real quick, let me talk about these pants real quick.
Oh, yeah, really dirty. Anyway, this is along those lines anyway. But, you know, I'm kind of feeling down right now or whatever, and I'm like, I was like, you know, my sweet tooth is acting up, so I want something sweet. And,
yeah.
And I see Tetra get in my car, and I'm like, dude, I love me some Tetra. That's all I got to say. You feel me?
Yeah, yeah.
Dude, I love you. What? Oh, sorry. What happened? That was scripted.
Oh, God, guys, we're not gay.
No, we're not, but we are. Anyway.
We've got a great show, another Warped Wednesday, guys.
Another Warped Wednesday. We have Rainey Terrell, a beautiful woman from the band Neo Geo. I mean, Jim's been showing us a lot of stuff from them. I dig their stuff. I dig it. They're like a Paramore, but not really, but kind of better, but kind of the same, you know?
Okay.
Like, not really, but kind of, you know?
Yeah, like, it's exactly like that, but, you know, only... It makes a lot of sense if you don't think about it at all.
Exactly. I mean, I think they're really, really good. Look, check this out. This is something that Jim was talking about. Their album hasn't even dropped yet, and they have so many fans. They haven't even had an album yet, dude. And, like,
I love that.
They have so many fans and stuff. That's crazy. But their album's coming out. This July 12th.
Like, that's the way. I like it.
Exactly.
I like it a lot. Give it to me good.
Tetra is losing it right now. He's like a loose goose.
Ooh, or maybe a moose.
Oh, Ricky, shut up. Oh, I mean, Enrique.
Ricky. His cousin, Ricky Martin.
guys.
London, in the city.
Nah, anyway. Guys, tomorrow is, I just want to touch this for all the seniors out there in Arizona right now listening. Dude, it's over. High school, for me at least, for
people. Is it really for all the seniors?
I think it's for all the seniors. It's either this week in Arizona or next week. That's it. This week and next week. That's it, man. It's all over.
Mine's next week.
Yep, you're one of the next week people. I know who
graduated. You're one of those chumps who graduated next week.
I know Apollo graduated yesterday. And,
Apollo?
Yeah, Apollo High School.
Apollo from Rocky and she's been graduated.
Yeah, Apollo, he has his own school for blacks. So. No. But yeah.
You teach them how to swim?
We teach you how to swim, batter chicken.
With a name like Rock, how is he supposed to swim?
Nah, but I graduate tomorrow. For all the seniors out there, man, have fun with life. Cause,
dang, that's crazy. I'm going to be crying.
Dude, it sucks. Like, I'm not even kidding. Like, I don't want it to end, but I do want it to end, you know? Like,
yeah, it's like a bittersweet kind of thing. Like,
We touched on this last week when we were talking about the show about, like, graduating stuff, but, like, it's just crazy because it's tomorrow, you know? And it's like, but I'm going to shout this out real quick because, you know, we have fans from Bangkok all the way to Australia. I don't know why it's so funny, but we do. Come tomorrow. Come to Veterans Coliseum at 3:30.
Okay.
You can see your boy Dr. Bones graduate.
That's when Maryville graduates, right?
Maryville graduates at 3:30. Don't go at 8:30. That's Trevor Brown. Don't go at 8:30
at
night.
Yeah, yeah. Well, just to see, La Jolla doesn't play those kid games, right?
Yeah, yeah, they don't.
We graduate at real stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to graduate at the Cardinal Stadium Wednesday,
yeah.
Guys.
Uh-huh. That's funny, because I'm going to blow that place up before we graduate. Yeah,
that's funny, because the legend is Pat Tillman rests there, and I never let that happen.
That's funny, because I killed Pat Tillman. I'm just kidding, that's too far. But
I shot him in the back of there. I was the one that pulled the trigger, guys.
That's horrible.
Oh, my God. Hey, dog, I got to tell you this joke, but it's really inappropriate, so I'll talk to you after the show.
No, I want
to
hear this joke.
No. Look, legitimately, man, it's something really that I can
legitimately, I think our fans can take it. I mean, try to tone it down a little bit so we don't get fined by the air.
Nah, dude. Doctor? Like, is this what we were talking about earlier?
I want to hear this, Tetra.
No, man, because it's really mean. If somebody, like, something that just happened recently...
Oh, I don't want to hear that. No.
You wanted to go on Friday?
No, I do not want to hear jokes.
Yeah, okay. Oh, something I'll tell you later.
I
want
to say really quick about Tetra, guys. If you haven't known this about the past 6-7 months you've been listening to the show, I mean, he's the devil. Like, Tetra don't care, you know? Tetra don't care. I was driving with him the other day. We went to McDonald's to get one of those new...
Lemon strawberry thing.
The lemon strawberry, like Icy's or whatever. You guys have seen the commercials, but Tetra don't care, man. He pulled out. He pulled out of like a stop and like he swerved in front of a car and he's all, Tetra don't care. Tetra don't care.
Tetra doesn't care, guys.
He started screaming at himself, and I told him I could have like flew out of the car, and he was like, Tetra don't care. He would have kept driving. But yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry about that. Tetra didn't care. He didn't care about the show.
Yeah. I mean. Tetra don't care about anything.
I hit your body in reverse. Tetra cares.
I'm sorry for running you over. Tetra cares.
Oh, my God. Dang, God. That's
but
funny.
Seriously, I want to get Rainey Terrell on here because this is going to be a great interview. I can feel it. So,
yeah, like sometimes you feel it and sometimes you don't, and this is the one you feel.
Sometimes I don't feel it, you know, when we interview people, but tonight I feel it a lot. This song is off their album that's not even out yet. It's called... Oh, excuse me. Grape soda. It's called deep.
It's called grape soda.
No. I love grape soda.
It's called grape soda, guys. Enjoy.
No, Neo Geo will kill me. No, the song
it's
is called
Rolling in the Deep by Adele.
The song is called Deep Kiss from a Rose. No. Seriously, guys.
Did you know? Let us know.
Your eyes become lions. Seriously, I mean, we come in this show every week with a script. I don't even know why these people give us money to do this show. But, I mean, we have a script when we come in here. We never stick to it. I mean, sorry. Sorry, Jim White. I'm sorry.
I use that script to wipe my butt.
Oh, that's where the toilet paper went. No, but seriously, let's do this. Tetra's going to set it up, I hope.
Nope. Goodbye.
No, this song is called DT Killer. Ooh, DT killer.
Yeah.
It's off their self-entitled album, Neo Geo, which will be coming out July 12th, guys. So make sure you write this down and pick it up when that comes out, because I'm serious. This album,
go buy it. Don't download it.
That's the worst. Buy it. Get the hard copy. Coming out July 12th. I hope you guys really enjoy this song. And when we come back, Tetra.
Doctor, I'm going to do what I do. I'm going to call Rainy. I'll be back.
All right. This is DT Killer by Neo Geo.
We do like to do things, you know, poppy, but, you know, with an edge. So, I mean,
you know, it's kind of our image and it's kind of how we write. So
yeah, no, it's a really great song. It's
thank you so much.
No problem. So the first question I want to ask, well, second question I guess, but for the people out there that don't know Neo Geo or aren't really like acclimated with them, how did you guys start and like what are you guys all about?
Well, okay, basically this band formed back when MySpace was in its heyday. I met the keyboardist Ryan actually through an ad on MySpace. He was looking for a singer, and I was looking for another writer to write with. And so when we met, we instantly clicked, and we started writing music for about, like, 6 months. And then after that, the band sort of formed organically. We got our bass guitarist from Australia, and then we got our drummer, who is the nephew of Byron from Pennywise. He's an amazing drummer. And then our guitarist, Jesse, came from Canada, so we kind of got a mix of people, variety. But, I was very lucky to have such talented musicians in my band this time. I'm really stoked.
Yeah.
Good. So, what's MySpace? No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, it's so weird, actually, now. I mean, back then it was huge, so it was actually, we owe it to MySpace for this band really happening.
Yeah, I mean, you know, congrats to Tom for making that happen.
I mean, a band still has a profile, but I don't think I have a profile on there anymore. I mean, it's all about Facebook now.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So, one of the second questions, how did you guys get the name of the band going?
Well, actually, the name of the band actually formed in the very beginning. We thought of, everyone, you know, brings up the name Neo Geo as a game console, but it actually means New Earth, and it was something that we wanted to kind of bring because we haven't really heard a lot of bands like our style out there, and we wanted to bring something that was kind of captivating and different and groundbreaking, and nobody had that, and so we kind of wanted to start the process of a new music revelation, sort of, and that's how the name came about. And we knew it was about the game console. We know we're electronic, but so we thought it was kind of a good fit because it's electronic, but at the same time it means New Earth, and it's kind of groundbreaking. So
yeah, totally.
It fit in all those aspects.
Yeah, it's funny you bring up about the game console because we were, like, doing research on you guys before the show, and, like, there was, like, all these websites trying to sell us, like, $1,000 consoles, and we're like, no.
No, I know. Yeah, no, I mean, it's just cool because it has an electric vibe to it, so that's why we think it really fits with what we're doing, and it's electronic, but it's dark and poppy, and we liked it, so we just used it.
Yeah, totally.
Intertwines with what you guys are going for. That's good
yeah.
stuff.
Exactly.
So you kind of touched on it with DT Killer, like how you got your inspiration from, like, a friend and her breakup, but are there any other songs where, like, what do you draw your inspirations from when you're writing your music?
Actually, you know, honestly, all the inspiration usually comes from how I'm feeling at that moment. Like, you know, everyday life of situations that happen to me, I really draw from that and I write about that. Sometimes I will pick, like, ideas to write about, but for the most part, it's always coming from something that's happened in my life or something that's going on in my life. Can't Catch Me, I think, is the other song that you have, and that's actually the music video that we just did. That song was written mainly about, you know, how the music industry is sort of in, like, a funky state of where it's at right now and where it's going because of all the downloading and not buying records anymore. You know, it's about not being held down, and we're not going to quit until we get it, you know, and not giving up, so you can't catch me and you won't break me. So that's where I was at with that. So, I mean, all the songs are kind of different. They come from different places, but in the end, I think they make a good collection for this album.
Totally. Does you have a question?
Yeah. sorry. You know, that explanation was so deep. I had to let that soak in.
Well, yeah, you got to take it in. Honestly, how you say deep, I mean, that's really, I'm very passionate. So, I mean, I think a lot of the music, especially if you see us play live, you know, I think there's a lot of passion in all of the band itself and the lyrics and my singing. I mean, I love to sing and I love music and I love performing. And so a lot of the passion comes out. And I think that's a lot of what our fans like about our music too, is it really gets you to the heart. And I think a lot of pop culture today is, like, lacking a lot of heart. And so I feel like this band's trying to bring that back.
Yeah. When did you realize that you started wanting to sing?
Oh man, I was like six, and I kind of a funny story. I was really young, and my mom knew that I loved singing. I always stood on. We had this table in my parents' house in Huntington Beach, and I would always get up on the table and perform for people when they would walk into the house. And my mom told me there was a singing competition, and it was for like really young kids up to like older kids. And she said, "If you win this singing competition, I will get you singing lessons." And I was like, I was six, okay? And I was like, okay. And so I entered, and I won first place at 6 years old. And so my mom tracked down an opera coach, and I actually started training singing opera before I actually even started writing.
Wow, that's crazy.
That's the way to go.
Yeah.
Write down in your book of your life, your memoir.
Yeah, I know, yeah. I mean, I competed doing opera, and I did musical theater and everything like that, but then, like, you know, I really found passion in writing my own things and performing my own things, and that's really where it comes from.
Totally.
So.
You said you lived on Huntington Beach. Did
yes.
you ever meet Tito Ortiz, that UFC fighter?
No, I haven't ever met Tito Ortiz, but my drummer actually sees him running all the time by the fitness center. So
yeah.
He's a local in Huntington. I just haven't caught him yet, but my drummer has.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
A question I have is, what are you listening to right now? Like, what's bumping on your iPod?
What's bumping on my iPod? You know what? I will say I absolutely love hip-hop. And my number one is Lil Wayne right now. I know that sounds funny, but Drop the World. I mean, that song, I'm just like, it bumps in my car all the time. I mean, my musical range is, like, pretty broad, but I love hip hop, and that's what I'm listening to right now. And Yellow Wolf.
Yeah, I love
Yellow
Wolf
and Lil Wayne.
I love that Amelie song by Lil Wayne.
Oh, I know. Oh, Amelie, yeah.
It just gets me going every time. I'm all hyped.
Totally. I play in my car and I get ready right before on stage, and I'm like, yes, I'm gonna do this. Lil Wayne's it.
Question I have. Jim was talking to us about this earlier, but apparently, I don't know if Jim might be feeding us lies here, but I don't know. You did a photo shoot for Fox Apparel, is that true?
Oh, yeah, actually, that's still to come. That's actually been postponed until June, but yes, I am going to be doing a photo shoot for Fox for their spring line, that's pretty exciting.
That's really cool.
Yeah, we actually have our first music video release party this Friday at the O'Neill Factory, which is turned into the Sound Playground. It's going to be a really big deal for us. Got a lot of people coming, and it's our first music video, so we're really excited.
Cool. Good stuff. So,
yeah.
How stoked are you to be on Warped Tour?
You know, honestly, like, Warped Tour is amazing. Actually, that was our first tour last year, and we were very, you know, we were greenhorns when it came to touring as a band in this band, so it was a really eye-opening experience and very hot. But, I mean, the overall experience of the fans was just amazing, and we're doing it again this year, and we're all, like, pumped and ready to go and excited to leave for tour.
Totally.
Yeah, Warped Tour's hot, though. So.
Yeah, in Arizona in general is, like, really hot.
It's going to be like 120 when you guys come out here.
Yeah, no, it's going to be brutal, but, I mean, honestly, like, it's at the end of the day, the heat doesn't bother any of us in the band because it's all about what's being on stage and playing in front of those fans, you know what I mean? In the end, that's the rush, and that's what we get excited for.
Yeah.
Totally.
You might want to be like a couple kinds of Febreze. It's going to get really stinky outside. Everybody's going away.
Oh, great. I'm looking forward to that.
This is a question. I love asking bands this question because we get so many different answers. But what is the craziest thing that you've seen on tour out of your whole experience being in the band?
Well, I would say... Fletcher Drage, one of our managers from Pennywise, he actually in Denver got in a crazy, gnarly fight with our drummer, and they were sort of in a bathroom together, kind of going at it. And he locked him in there, and he made him stay in there. And then later on, he jumped onto some other band's, I guess their bus, and was trying to eat a sandwich, and later on, like, got tased by the police and arrested. So,
That's called
That's
justice.
That's the best story. I think that beats any story ever. And getting a phone call saying, oh, by the way, Fletcher got tased and he's in jail in Denver. So,
that's what I like to hear. That's, you know, that's premium justice right there.
Yeah, but Fletcher is always awesome. I mean, you never, there's never a dull moment with Fletcher.
I bet. All right, so we're kind of running low on time, but this is the last question we ask every single band that comes on here. What advice do you personally have for all the bands that are out there trying to make, you know, they're trying to get on the Warped Tour and stuff like that, so what do you have to say?
Definitely. You know, honestly, I would say just do it, you know. I mean, never give up. If you really believe in yourself and you love what you're doing and you know that it's what you're meant to do, it's all about heart, baby. And if you got the heart and you've got the dedication, never give up and just keep going and you'll get there and you'll make it.
Yeah, I think I'm going to tweet that. It's all about heart, baby. A little quotation.
It is all about heart. If you don't have the passion and you don't have the heart, then you don't got it.
Oh, God. I'm going to put that on the side now.
Yeah, hey, put it on the side and say it. I quote that.
That's good stuff. We appreciate it so much for you coming on the show, man. We hope we can chill at Warped Tour and
you guys come find us and we'll hang out for sure.
Totally.
Of course. All right, great.
Thank
you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, see ya.
Hey, Gold.
Bye.
Another great, great one.
I love me some Rainy Terrell. You feel me? Oh, my God.
Dude, it was fun. It was nice.
It was fun. I love interviews like that, man. I love interviews that are fun, you know, keep it up. We're getting tons of emails into our site right now. I mean, everybody loves it, you know? Good stuff.
Yeah, like, sometimes you get those interviews and you're like, so how'd you guys get started? Yes. All right. Next question.
How'd you guys get started? Well, we just met, and we were eating roast beef, and I met him.
Me and him, and you and him.
And us and him, you know, and that's how it happened.
Yeah.
But she, Rainy Terrell, she was really, really good. And for all you people out there, I mean, I didn't ask her to tell, but I'll tell you guys. You guys can check them out on neogeomusic.com. That's their website. And they're also on Facebook, Twitter, and MySpace. But, I mean, come on, who's on MySpace? Russell Simmons, he's the only person on MySpace.
Tom Anderson, what's he doing?
Yeah.
Make a million.
Those are the only people on there. But, you know, tonight was a great show, guys. We're not going to have a show tomorrow because, you know, I'm going to be graduating. So,
dang.
Maybe I'm partying all night, you feel me?
We might not have one next Wednesday either then.
Ooh, why not?
Because I'm going to be graduating.
Oh, next Wednesday. I thought you were graduating Thursday.
Nope. Doctor, we'll have a little conversation after the show.
Tetra's graduating all day next week. I graduate Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday.
Back again, Monday, Tuesday.
Nah, it's good stuff, though. So we don't know what's happening next week. I'll let you guys know. I'll text all you guys, every single listener.
All five of you guys, I'll let you guys know tomorrow.
Yeah, all the five listeners. Nah, but seriously, we will put it on our website, what we're doing for next week. So check that out if you want to know if we're going to have a show or not. So
yeah.
Good stuff, man.
You know what we should do?
What should we do?
Keep our Twitter updated, but last time I did that was like 3 months ago.
Guys, we haven't really like updated our Twitter in a long time because...
Because we have our own.
Our intern is
like,
black.
It's kind of hard, yeah.
Yeah, it's hard because like there's a lot of things you got to do, you know, and blah, blah, blah. But our intern's been slacking it too. So we'll pull out the bullwhips, you know, slash them a couple times in the back.
Yeah, I'm going to pull out the mace and put it right in her eyes.
Yeah, I'm be like, hey, you want some Cheerios? And when she eats it, she doesn't know I sprayed a coat of mace on top of it. And she's like, oh, yeah. What is that?
I'm going to be like, hey, make me a smoothie. When she's putting the strawberry in there, there goes the fingers.
Yeah. Oh, there goes your pinky. No,
sorry.
But it's going to be like that. Yeah, this is the end of the show. I'm going to go to sleep now. No, but it's another great show, guys. You guys already know this is your boy, Dr. Bone.
Hey, y'all already know, baby. It's your boy, Tetra Bilas.
I'm going to end this show on DT Killer again because I love this song so much. It's about murder and just beautifulness. So
love me some murder.
Tune in, guys, for the next episode.
We don't know when it's going to be, and neither do you.
Neither do you. Stay tuned, though.
Stay
cool. See you guys later.